The Arkansas Tech University Ozark campus has received an approval from the Department of Higher Education for an Associate of General Studies degree. The approval will enable students to adapt their coursework to meet industry needs as well as transition into four-year degree programs. Arkansas Tech received the approval this past Friday during the Department of Higher Ed Coordinating Board's quarterly meeting. For more information about the Associate of General Studies degree at Arkansas Tech University, Ozark Campus, 667-2117. Last week, Tyson Foods unveiled its new special mobile feeding unit to help disaster relief efforts. The 53-foot semi-trailer will be the central supply unit at disaster-struck sites to support the company's relief efforts, dubbed as Meals That Matter. The multinational food manufacturer has provided food in disaster-stricken areas in and near its plants in 26 states for decades. Supplemented with mobile grills supplied by Tyson's plant locations, the unit is fully equipped to set up and run a cooking site, including refrigeration, tents and lights, sanitation equipment, and even a Wi-Fi hotspot via satellite. In the event of a disaster, Tyson Cook teams and volunteers help cook and feed people in need and relief workers. Earlier this year, Tyson also agreed to partner with American Red Cross during future disaster relief efforts. The University of Arkansas softball team closed out its 2012 home season with a 5-1 loss to Alabama. The Razorbacks' overall record is 25-24 for the season and 6-19 in the Southeastern Conference. Wednesday, the Razorbacks traveled to Missouri State to play their last non-conference game of the regular season. The University of Arkansas baseball team, ranked number 21 in the nation, defeated 5th-ranked Florida 3-1 yesterday when the Razorbacks broke a 1-1 tie with a pair of runs in the top of the 10th. The victory clinched the series for the Razorbacks and improved the team's record to 31-13 overall and 11-10 in SEC play. The series win for Arkansas was just the third for the Razorbacks in Gainesville and the first since the 2008 season. Arkansas is back in action tomorrow as it hosts Missouri in the first game of an 8-game homestand. The Razorbacks and Tigers will meet at 6:35 tomorrow evening. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals had their 6-game win streak snapped yesterday at Harvest Ballpark with a 9-3 loss to the Arkansas Travelers. The series and 8-game homestand wraps up today with a game that is currently in progress. Tomorrow, the Naturals will head to Springfield for a 4-game series against the Cardinals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08 tomorrow evening.